Ashley Beller is joining us in studio, and she is the director and the coordinator for Sharp and Independence County's chapter of The Call. So Ashley, tell me first off, what does The Call do?
The Call, we have several different facets of our organization. We recruit and train brand new foster families to serve, and we also support existing foster families while they're working their mission.
Tell me about the foster family setup here in Independence and Sharp counties. We're in need, I know.
We are greatly in need. On any given day, we have about 80 kids who are in care from Sharp and Independence County, but only currently 11 traditional foster homes to care for those kids.
So that means when we have kids who need to be placed in foster homes, a lot of times they're being placed well outside of their comfort area.
That's exactly right. So our kids, almost 80% of them, whenever they're brought into care, have to be placed outside of Sharp and Independence counties. So, of course, that has all kinds of implications for the kids. Not only are they going to have to say goodbye to their family for a time, they also are going to lose everything familiar to them. So their schools, their ball teams, their friends, all of that changes.
So how do we fix that? What's the bottom line? We need more foster homes?
That's exactly right. We've got to have more families ready and open and licensed so that when our local kids have to be placed in care, we have a home ready and available to take them in right then.
How does The Call help facilitate that? What do you do to get people ready to become a foster home and foster parents?
So we partner with our with DCFS to work through the paperwork together. We also train our families so that they are equipped and ready to serve these children. And then after that, once the families are open, then we are able to support them in all kinds of ways. We have support groups. We provide tangible things for these families, supporting them with things like diapers and beds when they have new placements, clothing for children, hygiene items.
Tell me a little bit about the qualifications. What makes an ideal foster family?
Well, it's really interesting. I was interested to learn the demographics of our foster families. I assumed that most of them were young families that have an extra seat in that minivan, you know, that they could just make one more peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And we do have a lot of families like that. But we also have some recent empty nesters who have stepped up.
Sure.
That house is just a little too quiet, and so they want to fill it back up. We even have a widow who serves as a foster mom. She, had found that house too quiet. She is loving being a part of band concerts and everything with the teenage girl that's in her home. And then we also have just newlyweds who they remember what it's like to be teenagers because it wasn't that long ago for them. And they want to be able to help other kids go through that time, but they're not ready to build their own families yet.
Very good. You have some exciting news about a property acquisition. Tell me about that.
That's exactly right. Our newest project, we have recently acquired a property that's going to serve as our call support center. So that property is going to serve our community in several different ways. We will have it as our base of operations, so just an office area. We will be able to meet with potential families there, have small support groups at that location. It will also have a call mall that will provide those tangible goods to the families that foster families can come and shop. Our DCFS partners will be able to come in and grab items that they need for new placements as children are coming into care. And then most exciting, it will provide an excellent family visit space for our foster kids when they get to have their weekly visits with their biological families.
Because the goal is to go back to their biological homes, right?
That's right. Reunification is typically the goal for all the kiddos who are in care. And right now, a lot of those family visits, they get to have those weekly. They can last up to 4 hours. And very often those are happening in an office setting. So we're going to be able to provide at this support center a home-like environment so that the kids can come meet with their biological families and make a meal together in the kitchen and share that meal around the dinner table, gather in the living room and play a board game, just get to really practice being a family together. And that is much better supports reunification than those office visits that sometimes they're having to have.
Tell me a little bit about folks who are interested in becoming a foster parent or foster homes. What do they need to do to get in touch with you and start that process?
They can reach out any number of ways. Our Facebook page is always updated with the latest happenings. So that is The Call in Sharp and Independence Counties. They can reach out through my email, which can be found at our website, just thecallinarkansas.org. And then they can click our local county. The first step is just reaching out. And that's that first step that's, you know, sometimes really hard to be obedient in that and to, you know, follow God's calling. But once that happens, they just make contact with me and we start that conversation, figure out what the next step is for them.
And we realize not everybody can be a foster home. So what about the folks out there who want to help, want to have some input into that and improve quality of life for those children? How can they help?
Sure. There are lots of ways for folks to get involved. We have a volunteer group who does all kinds of things for us. And now that we have our support center, we'll have even more opportunities to serve there. Things like organizing that call mall that I mentioned. We also have a delivery team that will pick up a bed from a donor's house and run it over to a family in need. All kinds of different ways to volunteer. And then, of course, donating. We are a Christian nonprofit. We don't receive any state or federal funding, but we do have expenses. And so all the funds that come in to Sharp and Independence County stay in Sharp and Independence County to directly benefit our kids.
Ashley Beller from The Call in Sharp and Independence Counties. Good to see you. And we want to hear more on the progress as it becomes available. So we hope to see you back soon.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me today.